Få det bedre med deg selv med relasjonspodden.
Hei, jeg heter Marianne, og jeg digger relasjonspodden. Fordi da føler jeg at jeg en del av en stor, varm, raus, inkluderende, herlig gjeng som tør å dele både sorg og glede her i livet. Og så lærer jeg så mye.
Hør relasjonspodden gratis der du hører podcast.
For noen år siden var jeg reporter for Pyro på P3. Jeg fant et Church of Misery-intervju fra Inferno 2012, og det passer fint å høre det nå som de skal på Norges turné. Helle Steinkløv heter jeg. Dette Jernverket. Før vi kjører intervju har jeg en beskjed til. For at Jernverket skal overleve som podcast, så trengs det midler for gratisarbeid. Det overvurdert, for å si det sånn. Dagligvarekjedene og mobiloperatørene de ikke spesielt interessert i å sponse heavy, men det forhåpentligvis du. Så jeg har vært frekk nok til å opprette en Patreon-side og en VIPs-konto. Så hvis du vil bidra med noen slanter for å holde Jernverket flytende, hadde jeg satt enormt stor pris på det. Du kan donere via Jernverkesiden på patreon.com eller via VIPs-nummer 567438. All informasjon står nederst i episodebeskrivelser med en lenke som fører rett til kassen på Patreon. Igjen, tusen takk for alle bidragene. Jeg klarer ikke dette uten deg. Now I'm sitting here with Church of Misery from Japan. Yeah. We could start with I welcome you to Norway, of course. How are you?
Great. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Before 2 years ago, first time to play in Norway. Every show was really excited, so we really enjoy at every show in Finland.
Mm-hmm.
Good time. Finland. Sorry. Finland. One more time.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. But Finland is also cool. Mm.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm half Finnish, so yeah.
No. More.
Yeah, no. We can maybe... Tatsu, you are the... How do you say it? Tatsu,
yeah.
Yeah? Mm. Are you the brain behind this band?
Yeah.
You started it in 96?
No, I formed in this band... 1995 summer. Mm. At that time, I just left the band thrash metal. Mm. Then I want to back to roots of my music career. So I formed this band to play traditional 70s heavy rock. And doom rock sound type band. Mm.
But why did you choose doom? Why is this genre so special to you?
Basically, my musical influence, Black Sabbath is important. Mm. So it's heavy influence. Make guitar riff and song composing and many improvisation with bluesy feeling, everything in Black Sabbath. So Black Sabbath is a very heavy influence to me.
Do you have other influences, other bands that you really appreciate?
Besides Black Sabbath, Swedish heavy rock band in 70s, November. These two bands is biggest influence.
Mm. But it took you 5 years and several EPs before you released your first album,
yeah.
The Second Coming. Can you tell us a bit about this album?
When I started this band, we make demo tape to and I sent to many fanzines, bands and radio station for promotion. And after that, I got so many offers from various labels. So most of them are release EP or compilation or tribute or album. So, before we release first album, simple reason, no album offer, only release EP or mini album or
compilation.
Compilation. Yeah.
You come out with four albums now.
Yeah.
And isn't it?
Oh, three album and one live album.
Yeah. Live. Yeah. And the Houses of the Unholy from 2009 is the last one.
Yeah.
Have you got any plans for new albums?
It's yeah, sure. I wrote all songs of Church of Misery. And I already wrote six or seven new songs for upcoming new album. But as you know, we don't get guitarist now. He is just support guitarist on this tour. So we still searching for new one for new album. So I hope to release early next year, but only good notes.
Wait, I just locked the door. Are there many good doom guitarists in Japan?
Doom guitarists in Japan? I really don't know. Because if I know best doom guitarist in Japan, he already joined us.
That's great. Because the doom scene isn't that big in Japan.
No. There is no doom scene in Japan because Japanese underground scene is mainly thrash metal, death metal, and traditional heavy metal. Doom metal, stoner rock is very, very underrated. No popular in Japan. So there are only two doom bands. Church of Misery and you know Eternal Elysium.
Wow.
Only two.
That's cool.
Where
you're one of them.
Band in Japan.
Yeah. So you have to go to Europe and America to meet your audience?
Yeah. So as I told you now, there is no doom machine in Japan. But except Japan, Europe, America, so many people who listening to doom metal, stoner rock, space rock, so big scene. So we began to start to tour in so many countries because they accept our music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're on a small tour now, aren't you?
Small tour. Now, yeah. This tour is only for 3 weeks.
In Europe?
Yes. Because after this Euro tour, we have a 3 weeks American tour. So, hopefully, we will release a new album next year. So we will do more full-scale Europa tour.
Yeah.
Maybe 4 or 6 weeks. We want to pray every country. Mm.
Cool.
Yeah.
But let's now go back to your music. I read that most of your lyrics are about serial killers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why do you have this fascination for serial killers?
Yeah, first of all, as a doom metal and stoner rock lyrics, most of them are get high, smoke weed, or trip to outer space. It's boring to me. Yeah. So I always searching for what lyrics to fit our very heavy doom sound. And at that time, I already always reading book of serial killer and watching video. So I think it fit to our very brutal heavy doom sound. So I began to start writing lyrics about serial killers. How do you think about heavy doom sound and heavy serial killer lyrics?
Heavy
serial killer lyrics.
I think it it fits very well together.
Oh.
Because you're right about that smoking weed and just being high. All those lyrics, they are meaningless.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I read that you really study these people and you're writing lyrics that are true.
Yeah.
About people who existed. And that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So I agree with you. But you also done quite a few cover songs.
Yeah.
Every album has a cover song or two.
Mm.
Which one of these is your favorite cover?
Favorite cover. Every cover I like on our album. Cactus.
Cactus.
Yeah.
You also done Blue Oyster Cult?
Blue Oyster Cult is also good. But Cactus songs are very complicated. So we had rehearsal so many months. So it's good memory.
Practice hard.
That song.
Mm-hmm. But do you have the members of Cactus ever said anything to you about this?
No.
You haven't talked to them.
Mm.
No. But you're quite a varied gang, because some of you are or have been members of rock and roll bands, crustcore, industrial, hard rock. How does all this fit into the doom style?
Doom style?
Yeah, because you're playing in so many genres.
So many music.
Yeah, music. Oh, so many different kinds of music. Is this to express yourself in more than one way, maybe?
I don't have word to say. It's difficult.
What I really mean is that you play a lot of different musical styles, not only in Church of Misery, but you also have other bands the side.
Side project.
Yeah. How does these projects fit into the Church of Misery touring and musical writing?
Ah, yeah, sure. Because most of other bands For example, for a band member listening to so many kind of music, and it's
it's maybe difficult to imply all the things you like into one band.
It's good.
And, I just answered your question.
So, So, because in Church of Misery, I don't want to. I want to play only doom rock. Many bands are listening to so many kind of music, and it on musical knowledge return to band.
Money.
Every time change sound.
Yeah.
No. So I don't like that. If every members want to play as a style of music, formed new as a unit, so we have many related band. For example, Sonic Flower is formed by me. Ten years ago, to play bluesy heavy rock, and other bands played kind of motorhead music style band. But Church of Misery is only play for doom style music.
So you're just keeping it true.
Yeah. So AC/DC, Motorhead, Church of Misery. No change musical style.
Great. I have two questions left. I guess you have a tight schedule here.
Yeah.
I just wonder, Inferno is a big and popular Norwegian metal festival.
Oh, yeah.
But can you recommend any good festivals in Japan?
I don't know. No musical... A music festival like our kind of music, heavy rock, death metal, black metal, only major sound,
general music festivals.
Yeah.
Mm.
So no music festival like this. There's no in Japan.
Okay. The last question is the radio show. They want people to tell about their greatest rock memories. So, for example, you can tell about the first record you bought, or when you met one of your biggest heroes, or maybe a memory from your own band.
My greatest music memory, first album I bought is Led Zeppelin. Houses of the Holy, not Unholy.
Can you say, hi, this is Tatsu from Church of Misery, and my greatest rock memory is when I bought the Led Zeppelin. Like this.
Hi,
this is Tatsu from Church of Misery, and my greatest rock memory is...
Mm.
Yeah, and fill out with your buying of the album.
Hi, this is Tats from Church of Misery, and my greatest rock memory is first LP I bought, Led Zeppelin, Houses of the Holy.
When was this? How old were you?
Maybe 10 or 11 years old, because my big brother was already listening to hard rock at that time. So he influenced my big brother. So began to listening to rock music. And I bought Zeppelin, Houses of the Holy.
Du har hørt et intervju med japanske Church of Misery fra 2012. De skal spille på Blå, Folken og Hulen mellom 24. og 26. oktober. Neste vecka träffar vi svenskan I Hellas.
Jag, Tommy och Marcus satt I Mackans lilla studentlägenhet och så tänkte vi, ja men nu ska vi spela på skoj här och göra en riktig poplåt liksom. Så satt vi och bara sen så direkt efteråt bara, det här är en jävla skitlåt alltså. Men sen så skickade jag den I smyg.
Like Doom, Stoner och 70-talsrock kan du för exempel höra tidigare Järnverket-episoder med Superlynx, Graveyard och Brutus. Abonner på Jernverket podcast via podcast-app eller gå in på jernverket.com. Og hvis du kan, legg igjen en 5-stjerner av Jernverket der du lytter. Det bidrar til at flere får med seg podcasten. Og om du vil gi meg noen kroner for at jeg skal kunne fortsette med podd, så kan du donere via Patreon eller Vips. Og hvordan det gjøres kan du lese nederst I episodebeskrivelsen. Husk på å følge Jernverket på Instagram og Facebook for månedens album fra Katakomben, diskusjoner, konkurranser og nyheter. Jeg heter Helle Stenkløv og gir deg et nytt eller gammelt hardrock-intervju hver fredag. Tusen takk for at du lytter.